Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. This goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. All sorts of stuff to talk about here today on the program. We are here live, for the time being, in the middle of a giant storm, a power out, thousands without power, including about a mile from my house, but so far, I have avoided it. Admin Tony, who is a prognosticator, is expecting that at about 10 after the hour, right in the middle of this show, we're going to lose power. So if all of a sudden you're hearing yesterday's show, that is in fact exactly what happened. In the meantime, we're going to talk all of the news today. We'll probably take your phone calls, emails, text messages as well. We'll be joined in the final segment of the show by Chuck Taylor, talking all sorts of different subjects. He'll be the guest on the program today. I do not believe the Doctor of Lucha will be joining us, but if that changes, I will let you know. We got news today. Bill Goldberg and Brock Lesnar, they're going to be appearing together on Raw on November 14th. So you can look forward to that. We'll talk about everything leading into the WWE Survivor Series, their big match that is going to be taking place on that day. I guess Goldberg is going to be making an appearance on Raw Monday, but it may not be in the ring based on how all of this is written right here, because I believe WWE is announcing he'll be in the ring for the first time on November 14th in God knows how long. So I guess maybe Goldberg's response will be, although Goldberg did say on Raw he was booking tickets, so maybe WWE.com has no idea what's going on, which is very, very possible. Talk about that and so much more here today. No Mike Sempervivi, he's got the day off, so it's just me and you. And this storm. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done. When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, not joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. He's got the day off. I am flying solo here today. Chuck Taylor will be joining us, however, in the final segment of the show. If you would like to give us a call here today, I will take phone calls. The toll-free line, 844-411-5411. Studio line, 425-488-0525. And you can send your text messages to 425-780-7566. All of these numbers, as always, are available on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. We have NXT we can talk about from last night, Lucha Underground. If you saw the TNA Impact television show, which had to be remixed, for lack of a better term, since they had some music rights issues, one thing after another with TNA. There are lawsuits out. Lawsuits have been filed against TNA. Billy Corgan has taken them to court. Everything is sealed. But essentially, I guess Billy Corgan either wants the ability to negotiate to buy the company with Dixie Carter, or he wants his money back for all of these tapings that he helped fund. We have discovered David Bixenspan does a very good job investigating these lawsuits, Bix. And I guess it's either the parent company of the Fight Network, or I guess somebody in the same offices as the parent company of the Fight Network that funded the Bound for Glory and the subsequent television tapings. So there's another creditor there. This whole thing is a complete mess. Billy Corgan wants a temporary restraining order. Whole thing's a nightmare. If you want more on this, it's on the Wrestling Observer Radio breaking news audio from last night. We can talk about it more if you've got further questions, but there's not a lot that I can talk about because the whole thing is sealed. We know very little about it. And it is unlikely that we will for a while. But it is very clear that Billy Corgan either wants the company or he wants his money, one way or the other. So that's the update on that. Also, a question that people have been asking about and texting about. This here from the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. After missing shows for New Japan Pro Wrestling last month, it appears we have some clarity on what happened to Matt Sydal. And it's not good. According to a report from Nikon Sports on Friday, Sydal was arrested at the Kansai International Airport on September 23rd after a flight to Japan. Sydal was allegedly caught with slightly over 2 grams of liquid cannabis that was contained in a hidden pipe as well as a pipe attached to an electronic cigarette. The entirety of the punishment that Sydal could face isn't immediately clear, but Japan is known to have strict drug laws, and he faces a potential, if not a likely, ban from the company. They are very, very strict when it comes to marijuana in Japan. And I honestly would not be surprised if Matt Sydal was never allowed back into Japan again. That's how strict they can be with this. Now, it's possible that somebody could come along and pull some strings. I know that back when Giant Baba was alive, he was able to pull some strings. But if not, this may be it for the Japanese career of Matt Seidel. 2 grams of liquid cannabis in a hidden pipe. You do not want to mess with marijuana in Japan, but he got caught. He claimed, I guess this is more from the story, intrigue grew over what happened to Seidel after he missed multiple shows on New Japan's Destruction Tour in September. It was then officially announced that the never openweight six-man tag titles that Seidel had held with Ricochet and Satoshi Kojima would be vacated and contested in a match pitting Ricochet, Kojima, and David Finlay against Adam Cole and the Young Bucks. Attempting to address the speculation as to what happened, Seidel's Twitter account had claimed last month that he was in Hawaii after having passport trouble at the border. He may still be in Hawaii now, for all I know. I don't know what the latest situation is. So Goldberg and Brock Lesnar. Both Bill Goldberg and Brock Lesnar will be appearing together, likely for an angle, on the November 14th Raw from Buffalo. As is WWE's usual custom, the Raw before a major pay-per-view is considered an all-hands-on-deck show, so the key part-timers are generally scheduled for the show. Survivor Series, by the way, is a combined brand show, so Raw and SmackDown wrestlers will be there. There's going to be the Survivor Series traditional, I can't even say five-man, ten-man. Basically, what they're going to do is the top singles wrestlers that are not involved in a championship match or whatever, it'll be Raw versus SmackDown, the five top Raw guys versus the five top SmackDown guys, same with the women. And then they're going to do the five top tag teams on one brand versus the five top tag teams on the other brand. And I think we've only got six teams on both brands anyway, so they will be involved in a 20-man tag team elimination match, where presumably if one man on a team gets eliminated, his buddy is out as well. As things stand right now, there will only be one Raw where both Lesnar and Goldberg appear. Both will be on alternate Raws over the next few weeks, while neither are scheduled for the November 7th show in Glasgow, Scotland. Goldberg makes his first appearance on Raw since 2004, this coming Monday from Denver. Lesnar and Heyman are going to be on the show on October 24th in Minneapolis, and they will headline Survivor Series on November 20th in Toronto. So that's good. If there's one thing that this feud does not need, it is a series of angles involving both guys. There are some matches where if you just announce the match, that's all you need to do. That's all you need to do. And sometimes they will take a match where all you need to do is just announce it and it's going to draw. And then they do a series of horrible angles. And by the time the match rolls around, you don't care about it. So hopefully they can avoid doing that with Goldberg and Lesnar. I presume that Goldberg will cut a promo this week, Paul Heyman and Lesnar the week after. And finally, they'll do a big stare down. And hopefully, just like in the old days, they won't even touch. Just a giant pull apart. And maybe both guys can destroy a bunch of random geeks and a couple of jackhammers here, a couple of F5s there as they're being held apart, one outside the ring, one inside. And you tell everybody if you watch the pay-per-view on the WWE Network, you can see these two giant bulls colliding. That is the easiest way to do it. Let's go to the phones. You are on the air, the studio line. What's going on?
Hi, this is Nick from Houston.
Nick, I cannot hear you, so get in close to the phone.
This is Nick from Houston. Can you hear me now?
There you go. What's going on?
Okay, so personal politics aside, I want to know, do you think that WWE would address, how do you think WWE would handle Donald Trump if you were to win the presidency?
Well, given how they haven't mentioned a single thing, and he is a WWE Hall of Famer, I might add, I don't know if they'll mention anything.
Yeah, that's what I thought too, but I figure, like, the difference between being a candidate and actually being president is pretty big, so I figured they might want to toot their own horn a little bit if they had a sitting president in their Hall of Fame.
I mean, it's possible. I mean, if he wins the presidency, I suppose they could mention that the current president of the United States is a WWE Hall of Famer, but maybe they don't. I don't know what they think about him being in their Hall of Fame right now. I mean, I suppose I could go up to WWE.com. I presume that he's still listed in the celebrity wing, but I don't know. I don't know if they even want to acknowledge that these days.
All right, yeah, I figured it would be kind of tricky territory. All right, thanks for answering my question, man.
All right, thanks so much for the call. Studio line, 425-488-0525, toll-free 844-411-5411. Let's go to the toll-free line. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, this is Kenny from Gallatin, Tennessee.
You better hurry, Kenny. We only got a couple of minutes.
Okay, I'm just going to basically say real quick, I really hate what is going on with TNA wrestling. And, you know, you can blame Dixie or whatever you want. I go back to the beginning. TNA never grew because of Jeff Jarrett. If you want to blame somebody right off the bat, it's Jeff Jarrett. And that's all I got to say, Brian.
All right, well, I'll address this after the break because I mean this in the nicest way possible. You're wrong! Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network. But I can be fire, full deadly bomb. Here I come, so be the piper. I'm hyping up Pinocchio's nose, cause I'm a supercalifragilistic tic tac toe. I gave a oopsie daisy, now you got the crazy.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at Geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, taking your phone calls, emails, text messages, etc. And in the last segment, Kenny called and he's very upset about what's going on with TNA right now. He blames it all on Jeff Jarrett. Okay, let me go back to the beginning here. TNA was formed by Jerry Jarrett, Jeff's dad. And Jerry had a bunch of wacky ideas. Which, by the way, if you read Jerry Jarrett's book, I mean, he's very open about these wacky ideas. Now, this ended up being a terrible business plan from the beginning. Idea was to run weekly pay-per-views for $10 a week and no television. And there was a whole bunch of rigmarole, and they thought that more people were buying than actually were. And at the end of the day, and by the end of the day, I mean 3 months later, they were about to file for bankruptcy. That would have been the end of TNA. TNA would have been gone forever, 3 months after their debut in June of 2002. But lo, along came Dixie Carter, whose father, Bob Carter, owned Panda Energy. And they stepped in and they bought the company. Now, from that day forward, everything is Dixie Carter's, I guess you could say, fault. Any highs they had, which were few, any lows they had, Dixie Carter owned the company. She ran the company. How you can put the blame on Jeff Jarrett, or you know what, how you could even put the blame, I'm not the world's biggest Vince Russo fan, as everybody is well aware, but how do you even put the blame on him? She hired him. She had many opportunities to talk to people in this industry who were very, very smart. She had many opportunities to learn from the history of this business, and she never did. And she kept going on her merry way. And she repeated every mistake that WCW made. She invented entirely new mistakes. And now here we are in 2016, and she's being sued by Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins. Where Jeff Jarrett falls in any of this is beyond the scope of my understanding. This is not Jeff Jarrett's fault at all. All Dixie Carter. Got a couple of text messages here, and then we shall return to the phones. Do you think we will see the champions in any of the 5-on-5 matches at Survivor Series, since Goldberg versus Lesnar will most likely go on last? We may, but Survivor Series is going to be a 3-hour show, and traditionally, if you could even call the last two big shows tradition, WrestleMania and SummerSlam both went long. They went like 3.5 hours, if I recall correctly, plus the 2-hour pre-show. So my guess would be for the Survivor Series show, they're going to go long. Now, if they're going long, I mean, maybe Goldberg and Lesnar is going to go more than like 11 minutes, but I doubt it. I think it's going to be a Paul Heyman promo, a pomp and circumstance, Goldberg presentation as he comes down to the ring. Same with Brock Lesnar. I think once they're in the ring, they'll do the pomp and circumstance, introducing both guys. And then I think you ring the bell, and you do a little bit of brawling outside the ring. You do some stuff in the ring. I don't think Goldberg, there's no way. I would go as far as to say that. There's no way Goldberg's going 20 minutes. I mean, this has got to be a short car crash, kick out of some finishers, F5, 1-2-3, and that's the end of that. So if we presume that the whole beginning to end is maybe 20, 25 minutes with the ring entrances and post-match and interviews and everything like that, that leaves a lot of time on this show. So unless we're talking 45-minute tag team elimination matches, I mean, you've got to pad the card with some other stuff. And hoping nobody gets hurt, I mean, you could maybe do something with tag teams, but the tag team pickings are slim on both brands, so you got to be careful there. Same with the women. I mean, I presume we'll have some singles matches with the men because you have a much larger roster of guys, and you're only putting 10 guys between two shows on the elimination match. So I think we'll have some singles matches with the guys, tag team Survivor Series match, women's Survivor Series match, men's Survivor Series match, and Goldberg versus Lesnar in the main event. And away you go. So that's my guess as to how they're going to structure the Survivor Series. To the phones, you're on the air. What's going on?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Yes, Jim.
Let's talk about the huge news of TakeOver Toronto, Mickie James and Asuka.
I was actually going to wait and give a spoiler warning for everybody, but you've ruined it. So
I'm sorry.
Okay, listen, that's we're going to talk. Hey, everybody, listen, we're going to talk some spoilers for NXT. So if you don't want to hear it, hang up on Jim right
yeah,
now.
All right.
Yes, Mickey James is coming in.
Oh, yes. I noticed that a friend of mine, he sent me a message, all caps, says, Mickey James is coming to NXT to face Asuka. I said, I had heard some kind of rumor about it going on, but I didn't know it was for real coming. Now, is this going to be like a one-shot in and one-shot out, you know, deal?
Well, here's what I can tell you.
Okay.
I know that they had some plans for later this year and next year with Trish Stratus, but mm-hmm. now she's pregnant.
Exactly.
So I think that Mickey is probably going to take a lot of those dates. So she may be in for more than just the one shot.
Well, that's good. That's good because Mickey's still in. And she's not. She's just not 35, 36. She can still work good. Still looks good. So that's a win-win for everybody, I believe.
That's right. So that's who they've chosen for Asuka. Not Ember Moon.
Nope, not Ember Moon. One other thing I was going to talk to you about.
Well, hey, let's talk more about these spoilers here for NXT.
Okay.
Roderick Strong debuted.
Oh, good.
He's going to be Austin Aries' partner in the uh-huh. Dusty Rhodes Invitational. Mm-hmm. We have got Kota Ibushi and TJ Perkins now as a team, as Hideo Itami is out of action after injuring his neck. And so they're going to be a team in the Cruiserweight Classic. And apparently, man, I forgot which one it was. One of the mechanics. One of the Revival is hurt. Dawson. Dawson has got a knee injury, and I don't think he's going to be back by TakeOver. So they're, I guess, out of the tournament.
Absolutely. Hey, I sent you and Mike the Ricky Steamboat-Paul Jones match. Did you get it?
I got it. I haven't watched it yet.
It's great. You need to. If anybody wants to learn about selling, watch that match.
Man, I can imagine.
All right, you stay safe, buddy.
I'm See doing you. My best. It's calmed down here a little bit. I want to thank you very much for the call. I know many times we've been doing this show, and I've said, hey, we're here from beautiful Cannon Beach, Oregon. The town, one town south of Cannon Beach, Oregon, was hit with a tornado this morning. Ravaged the town. It's a disaster area up here. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
It's Ed in San Antonio.
Yes, Ed.
I'm calling to say how upset I am at Jim for ruining NXT TakeOver for me.
He ruined it for you?
No, I already knew.
Dude, it's an announcement that gets made. And you know what? As far as these other spoilers, this Roderick Strong thing, they put it out on their own Instagram. So don't yell at me if you had that spoiled for you.
And they pretty much reported that, what, months ago?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. And also, it's a busy time for Mickie James because she's also working Shimmer in 4 weeks, too. So Mickie James is making a big comeback.
She is making a big comeback.
What I really called about is the Royal Rumble. And seeing as the Royal Rumble is going to be here in my hometown, San Antonio, and I am the executive director of events for WrestlingObserver.com, I will be making this weekend a Facebook page, and I'm going to start making plans, and everybody who's coming to San Antonio get in contact with me, and we will work something out, and we'll hang out. And what are the chances that one Brian Alvarez makes
Zero.
San Antonio?
Zero. Zero. Yeah.
What if I can arrange a meeting between you and your favorite wrestler, Keith Lee?
It's still zero. What's the Facebook page? Quick.
No, I'm going to make it this weekend. I'll get the details next week.
Okay, well, we'll do that and then get it to me. I hate to hang up on you, but I got to read this. It just came in from Bix. This is from sescoops.com, David Bixenspan. TNA's financial issues are even more dire than previously thought, as unlikely as that may sound. We already knew that there were multiple lawsuits pending, a restraining order believed to be designed to stop the company from selling shares again, a dispute over music rights, and debt owed to various entities who funded the recent tapings, yet there is still plenty of room for more. On Friday, I confirmed with the Davidson County Register of Deeds that the state of Tennessee issued a tax lien against TNA about 5 weeks ago. While the listing for the lien in some online databases has debt recorded as zero, that is because some public record search companies misread the Register of Deeds, not recording the amount of the lien. What this means is that TNA owes a lot of taxes to the state of Tennessee, to the point the state now has the right to seize TNA property if the debt is not repaid. While the company is now operating under the newer Impact Ventures LLC company that was formed this year, Tennessee tax law covers successor companies. If someone actually buys the company, potential scenarios include TNA majority owner Dixie Carter having to take a lower sale price so as to pay off the lien, or the new owners risking the scenario where Tennessee goes after them for the tax liability. More on this at sescoops.com, a total disaster for TNA. Very quickly, Monday was the Kevin Owens show, but every day you can see the Kevin Steen show at highspotswrestlingnetwork.com. Get to know the early days of the Headlock Master as Kevin hosts in-depth interviews with stars such as Matt Hardy, Adam Cole, Jay Lethal, and more, plus tons of Kevin's early matches, all available at highspotswrestlingnetwork.com. Check it out, highspotswrestlingnetwork.com. Back in a moment with Chuck Taylor, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Other points in between, and the cool, cool mornings
turn the days of swim or sink. Living right is easy. Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip, or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Not joined by Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. But we are joined today by Chuck Taylor, or should I call you Dustin?
Either one works for me.
What's the proper nomenclature today?
Let's go with Dustin.
All right. You know, I wasn't following you on Twitter until momentarily, just moments ago. I don't know why. This Twitter's great. I got to bring up something you wrote here. You were talking about wrestling and these wrestling fans here that seem to enjoy when folks do things that are very, very dangerous. You're apologizing to your future opponents. I've decided, you wrote, that wrestling fans really like it when you're super unsafe. So people I'm wrestling soon, I'm sorry. What is it with these wrestling fans nowadays?
I don't know. I've just always found that it seems like the guys who are the most unsafe are the guys that end up being the most popular. So I figure if I'm going to really take this to the next level, I just got to start hurting people.
Hurting people or hurting yourself as well? Because it seems like it's a little of both.
I mean, I've been hurting myself now for coming on 15 years, and it hasn't got me very far. So maybe if I hurt other people, it's really the next step.
Now, you mentioned 15 years, and I'm sure some people listening to this are thinking, man, this old guy on Observer Live right now, but you're not. You started when you were very, very young. 15, is that right?
Yeah, I started training at 15. I was a sophomore in high school.
How did this all get started? How did you convince your parents you were going to go do pro wrestling training at 15?
I think with the parents, they were probably just excited that I wouldn't wrestle my little brother anymore. I think they were tired of me beating him up, and they were excited to get me out of the house and have some, you know, older rednecks beat me up, because I started down in Western Kentucky. But I think they were just excited to get me out of the house for the most part.
So what's the scene like down there in Western Kentucky when you were just breaking in?
Kentucky is, it has an athletic commission, and a kind of strict one, so you have to be 18 to legally wrestle, and, you know, you have to pay for a license, which is, any kind of athletic commission is just a cash grab, really. It's a big scheme. But there's not really that many promotions down in Western Kentucky. The promotion I started at is called Old School Wrestling, which is no longer around, but they, you know, I love all the guys, but, like, there wasn't a happening scene. There wasn't that. It was just kind of like some weekend warrior type dudes. But the guy who trained me was really good. His name was Brent Walker, and he used to do stuff with, like, Harley Race in Missouri and stuff like that. He was always he's a well-respected guy. So I kind of lucked out with him.
You know, I once had to get a wrestling license for the state of Kentucky, and I live in Washington. And if I recall correctly, I sent them money, and then they sent me a laminated card, and I don't seem to recall them having to do any sort of medical checks on me or anything. I mean, that is a cash grab. What's the point of this?
It's a complete scam. It's like, hey, we can, if we say we're a commission, they'll give us money, and we don't have to do anything.
You could be on death's door, and they'll license you to be a wrestler with that sort of scenario.
Yeah, and then a lot of wrestlers were in Kentucky.
So I guess that's kind of true. What kind of good stories do you have from that period? I mean, this is Kentucky independent wrestling. I'm sure you saw all sorts of crazy things in those early days.
You know, looking back, it is kind of strange that a 15-year-old kid was traveling the roads with like 38-year-old men. Can't think of anything really crazy that happened back then.
Well, let's ask a question this way. So this
was remarkable.
This was 2001, and mm-hmm. The Monday Night Wars. You still had. I mean, WCW was just about to die or was already dead, and ECW was just about to die or already dead. But the wrestling is very different now than it was in 2001. Especially since WWE started the wellness policy. I mean, I seem to recall that back in that era, I mean, you probably were driving with 38-year-old guys that were drinking and taking pills and doing all sorts of craziness. And I'm not saying that doesn't happen today, but it seems like it happened a lot more back then.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, again, like the guys I was traveling with were this weird little church-type people, so I didn't really see any of the drinking and the drugs until I started venturing out into Tennessee, into the Nashville area, which was
right around when TNA was running at the fairgrounds there.
Oh, man.
So, you know, everybody was trying to get there to get a job. So then, you know, I think I was 16 the first time I saw a guy do cocaine in front of me.
Were you able to largely keep your nose clean, so to speak?
Yeah, I was straight edge until I was 21 because I was a CM Punk fan when I was a kid.
What happened when you were 21? He just wasn't cool anymore?
I think I did it, you know, a lot because, you know, I didn't care about drinking or drugs then. But, like, also it was kind of through high school and college, it was kind of an identity. Like, I was trying to figure out who I was, and I was like, oh, I'll just be the straight edge guy. And then when I turned 21, I was like, you know, I think I can drink and not become a drug addict. So I was like, yeah, I'll just drink some beers now.
Sure. Now, did your buddies at school, I mean, did they go to the wrestling shows that you were working on in the area, or did you try to get as far away from your high school as you could?
They would come every now and then, my friends, and, you know, back then when I was just Chuck Taylor, I never wrestled with Dustin, they would be at the merch table or something like that, and they would just be yelling across the room, like, Dustin! Dustin! You're like, dude, Chuck Taylor, please don't call me Dustin. Yeah, my friends have seen me wrestle and stuff, and they seem mostly unimpressed.
So it wasn't like you were the coolest guy in the school because you were doing indies around Kentucky.
Yeah, you would think that small-time independent wrestling in Western Kentucky would really get the ladies talking, but it didn't seem to work.
Sure, you'd be homecoming king and that sort of thing.
None of that.
Never worked out that way. Now, do you have a backup plan? I mean, you were 15 years old and sophomore in high school. I mean, you still got to finish school, and there's always the opportunity to go to college. I mean, did you ever dream of being like a pilot or something outside of wrestling?
I have a college degree. I have a bachelor's degree in television production with a film studies minor. And anytime anyone would ask, you know, they would ask in school, like, the first day to get to know you type stuff. Like, what do you want to be? I would always write astronaut, because I always wanted to be an astronaut.
Sure.
But space camp was too expensive when I was a kid. So pro wrestling it was.
Now, with your degree, I mean, you've worked all sorts of different promotions. I mean, have you ever worked in that capacity for them as sort of a side job, helping them with production and the like?
Yeah, sure. Especially for Chikara, I've edited a bunch of videos and done a ton of production work for them. Now I think the most use I get out of my college degree is making an Instagram video every now and then.
Hey, that's
my
big.
My mom's very proud.
That's big these days. That is big. Now, you are going to be working the Evolve show this weekend as Dustin, as we're going to refer to you here today on the program. A couple of different matches, including with Darby Allin, who started up here in Seattle, actually. And any thoughts on these two matches this weekend?
That Darby Allin kid has a death wish, huh? Have you ever seen any of the stuff he does?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Which is funny, because the guy who trained him does not have a death wish. He's as old school as they come, never leave the feet. But that's not Darby.
No. I guess I'm excited to, like, throw him, you know, off a roof or, like, I don't know, shoot him with a crossbow or whatever we're going to do. That should be fun.
Now, recently, I heard from an inside source that at one point you turned on Johnny Gargano. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Now, why would you do that? Because this guy's the nicest guy. You were even in his wedding.
He's not nice, though. If people really knew him, he's not a nice guy. He's full of baloney.
Yeah, he's been on the show several times, and he's a nice guy. Maybe he's just putting on a facade, but I always found him to be a nice fella.
No, it's a real facade, man. That guy's a real jerk. He hates everything.
How long have you known Johnny?
Oh, what did I mean, Johnny? Probably 2009, I believe. So, you know, 7 years now.
7 years. And has he always been so talkative?
No. No, he used to be real quiet.
Really?
Yeah.
And wrestling
He's like a big dork, man. He you know, he thinks
Nickelodeon shows are cool. Like, he's just a dork.
What Nickelodeon shows does he love?
Like old, like, Rugrats and Doug and, you know, stuff from probably that he was too old for back then.
Really? I noticed that when you were at the wedding, you did you photobombed him as he was kissing the bride.
They told us to sneak in behind him, and M-Dog Matt Cross was there, and like he's like, "All right, 3, 2," and he goes, "Kiss me," and like I was gonna say the same thing. We might have like jinxed each other. Like I was like, "Yeah, let's kiss, of course."
Really? Did you catch the bouquet as well?
Oh no, I stayed far away from that. I have no interest in any of that.
Where exactly, if you had to make a list of all of the various promotions you're working for today, what would be the top 4 or 5?
Evolve is doing great things right now. PWG is, you know, kind of the punk rock favorite of the independent scene, I'd say. Chikara is a ton of fun, great place to wrestle. AAW in Chicago is actually coming up great right now.
That's right.
Yeah, those are probably the big ones going right now.
What is it like working for this PWG where it's virtually impossible to get in, and all everybody talks about is, why can't I watch this on the internet? Why can't we move to a bigger building? I mean, clearly they love this business model. I mean, it has to be. Is there anywhere else you've ever worked that is quite like this PWG atmosphere?
No, it's definitely its own thing. I've been wrestling PWG since 2008, and I still think like every show is going to be my last one. They're going to finally realize like that I'm not that good, but I still get to come back. So
they keep asking.
That venue is, I don't know, man. It's something special. It's so strange because it's such a awful little building, and the guy who owns it is insane, and it's too small, and it's hot, but something about it is just...
Now, what do you mean by the guy that owns it is insane? What are we talking about here?
A guy named Legion Larry. I think he was in... What was he? Maybe Vietnam, maybe Korea. I don't know how exactly old he is, but he has like a metal plate in his head when he gets shot in the head.
Really?
And he's just full-blown crazy.
So is there maybe an issue where you guys can't leave the building, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, he might have a gun on Super Dragon and Excalibur. They have to keep coming back. He can sell one pitcher of beer.
All right, stand by. We're going to head to a break. We'll be back in just a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez, WrestlingObserver.com, Chuck Taylor, Dustin. Here on the show today, we have got shows from WWE and Evolve this coming Saturday, October 15th, and Sunday as well. You can watch live on iPay-per-view in HD, WWNLive.com. There's a WWN Roku channel. Or you can use the Fight app. So make sure you check that out. October 15th in Orlando, Florida. And October 16th, Ybor City, Florida. And Chuck, let's get some plugs in here for your Twitter and such. And also sexychuckyt at bigcartel.com, which sounds serious.
Oh, yeah, I forgot I had that. Twitter is sexychuckyt. That's C-H-U-C-K-I-E. It's also my Instagram, ChuckTaylorWrestling.com, my website. That'll take you to all my places.
That's right. WWNLive.com is the place to go for the show tomorrow. And make sure you check out Chucky T's Instagram, as these are very, very high-quality videos based on his college degree.
Yeah, I finally put my degree to good use.
That's right. I want to thank you so much for doing the show today, Dustin, and best of luck this weekend. And we are totally out of time, everybody. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Grab the TuneIn Radio app. You can listen live on there as well. Have a safe weekend, everybody. Thanks, everybody, at Sports Byline. Mike, Chuck Taylor, callers and listeners, we'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.